From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for the deployment of a protection force to stabilize South Sudan. Kerry also warned that U.S. aid to South Sudan could be cut off unless leaders there take steps to stabilize the country. VOA's Jill Craig has more from Nairobi.
Speaking to reporters, the Secretary of State announced the United States would be giving $138 million in new aid to South Sudan. He also issued a warning to that country's leadership.
This is not forever. We're not just going to fill in a void. We're not just going to provide help incessantly. If they're not willing to accept responsibility and do the things necessary to deliver to their people. That message was delivered loud and clear today.
Kerry also said it is urgent to deploy the 4,000-troop Regional Protection Force in South Sudan, recently authorized by the UN Security Council. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Members of Libya's Eastern Parliament voted Monday to reject the UN-backed government in the capital of Tripoli, according to a spokesman for the chamber. The spokesman said 101 deputies had attended the session, with 61 voting against the government of national accord, and not 39 abstained, and just one voted in favor. The United Nations top aid official voiced anger Monday at world powers' inability to agree on a truce to allow aid into Aleppo, Syria, warning of an unprecedented, unparalleled humanitarian catastrophe in the battleground Syrian city. Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council that plans were in place to quickly send 70 trucks loaded with humanitarian aid to eastern Aleppo if all sides agreed on a truce. This is VOA News. Turkey vowed Monday to completely cleanse the Islamic State militants from its border region after a suspected suicide bomber with links to the group killed 54 people, including 22 children, at a Kurdish wedding. Saturday's attack on the city of Gaziantep is the deadliest in Turkey this year. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, authorities are trying to identify the attacker, who President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says was between the ages of 12 and 14. A Malian jihadist has pleaded guilty to destroying cherished monuments in the Malian city of Timbuktu in the International Criminal Court's first-ever cultural war crimes trial. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports.
The trial at the International Criminal Court of Islamist Ahmad al-Faqi al-Mahdi is expected to last only a few days. That's because al-Mahdi has accepted the charges against him, directing 2002 attacks against 9 mausoleums and a mosque in the ancient Malian city of Timbuktu. Pleading guilty and reading out a statement at the trial's opening, he said he had been influenced by deviant groups and urged other Muslims not to follow his example. Al-Mahdi could face up to 30 years in prison, but prosecutors say they will seek a sentence of 9 to 11 years. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
China says a branch of its Coast Guard is holding live-firing exercises in the Tonkin Gulf amid disputes over territory in the South China Sea. China has held several military exercises in the surrounding waters since an international arbitration panel last month issued a ruling invalidating China's claim to virtually the entire South China Sea. This comes as South Korea and the United States began annual military drills today, despite North Korea's threat of nuclear strikes in response to the exercises that it calls an invasion rehearsal. Former French leader Nicolas Sarkozy announced Monday that he will seek the nomination of his center-right party to stand in next year's presidential election. He said, "I have decided to be a candidate in the 2017 presidential election." That came from Sarkozy in a foreword to a new book due out later this week. His aides told the AFP that he would be stepping down Monday as leader of the Republicans' party to focus on his campaign. Auto giant Volkswagen said Monday that it would halt production at 6 plants in Germany for several days as a legal dispute with 2 key suppliers deepened. Around 27,700 workers would have their work slashed by the end of August. The company has been taken the measures at all the factories, because 2 suppliers have halted deliveries. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.